السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء وعلى آله الأتقياء وأصحابه الأسفياء. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم تراهم ركعا سجدا يبتغون فضلا من الله ورضوانا سيماهم في وجوههم من أثر السجود ذلك مثلهم في التوراة ومثلهم في الإنجيل كزرع أخرج شطأه فازره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه يعجب الزراع ليغيظ بهم الكفار وعد الله الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات منهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. My dear brothers and respected elders, honorable ulama and the sisters who might be listening in various different places, I begin in the name of Allah and thank Him and praise Him and glorify Him and seek His forgiveness, and I ask Him to send His infinite mercy upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to enlighten our hearts with His love for His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and to guide us all to the right path so that we can all live like Muslims, die like Muslims, and rise like Muslims on the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers, Allah has favored us with many blessings. The food that we eat, the water that we drink, the clothes that we wear, the houses that we live in, our families, our friends, everything is a blessing of Allah. But Allah specially mentions the fact, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah favored the believers by sending, by raising His beloved Prophet, a Rasul, a messenger from amongst themselves. يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ, to recite His verses upon them. وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ, to purify them. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ, to teach them the book and wisdom. We 1400 years down the line, we are proud to be in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ummah that Allah Himself refers to as the best of the nations. خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is our Nabi. He is not just our Nabi. He is Nabiyul Anbiya. We are proud to read his kalima, we are proud to follow him, emulate him, and many Muslims do, alhamdulillah, proudly, and we should be proud. We haven't seen Rasulullah, we've only heard his name. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ فَآمَنَّا. Oh Allah, we have heard a caller came, and he called people to you, and we responded. We obliged, we believe. رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, forgive our sins. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا, overlook our weaknesses and our sins. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ. Ya Allah, keep us on this path, and when our time comes to leave this world, take us away with pious people. We have only heard, but can you imagine the good fortune of those people? Those blessed and chosen souls who used to walk with Rasulullah, who used to talk with Rasulullah, who used to look at Rasulullah, who used to listen to his noble words, who were with him during the day, during the nights, when he was in Medina, wherever he went, they were by his side. Such people, such noble souls, they weren't just ordinary people. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is a very prominent sahabi. Imam Bukhari rahmahullah has dedicated a small chapter to him, and in there he's brought a narration. And one sahabi, Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, who was again himself a prominent sahabi, was asked, who is the man who resembles the Prophet most in conduct, dealing and affairs? And Huzaifa radiallahu anhu, he said, أَشْبَهَ النَّاسِ دَلًّا وَسَمْتَهُ هَدْيًا بِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ لَا إِبْنُهُ مُعَبْدٍ. The man who resembled the Prophet most in conduct, dealing, habits, affairs, was Ibn Abdin. Ibn Abdin is the kunniyat of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has reported to have said, and this is mentioned in Mishkat, Man kana minkum mustannan fal yastanna biman qad mat. O people, if you want to follow anyone, Don't look towards the living. Look towards those who've passed away. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ عَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ Living people, you can't be too sure about them. Now, one day they might be somebody very special, but something happens, they flip. Many a people you see, mashallah, fronts up, full dadi, mashallah. Brothers, raise your hands. Raise your hands. I'm not going to ask you for no money, no check, but I haven't come to collect any money. I won't be asking for a single penny. Raise both hands. Go on. Raise both hands. Mashallah. Roll them down your mashallah faces. If you can grab something, say Alhamdulillah. If you can't, say Astaghfirullah. This is the noble sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many a people, you'll see something happens, their friends of mashallah every day, tahajjud they hear. They're going through problems, hardships, difficulties, kurta, jubba, tasbih, everything mashallah. But then something happens, they flip. Then slowly, jamaat goes, masjid goes, dadi goes, jubba goes, sometimes even iman goes. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَّ لَا تُؤْمَنُ وَلَيْهِ الْفِتْنَةِ أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ The people you want to look up to, people you want to aspire to, people you want to look up to and follow, they were the companions of Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ اِخْتَارَهُمُ اللَّهُ لِصُحْبَةِ نَبِيِّهِ وَلِإِقَامَةِ دِينِهِ Allah chose them to be in the company of His beloved Prophet. And to establish his deen. When you, mashallah, anybody with any business wants to employ one person, he takes 10 interviews, takes references, recommendations. You think Allah was just going to pick and choose anyone? In English they say Tom, Dick and Harry. I don't know what you say here. But in the UK they say Tom, Dick and Harry. Allah wasn't just going to pick anyone. Allah picked the best of the best. And to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اختارهم الله لصحبة النبي والإقامة دينه كانوا أبرها قلوبا. He says they had the purest of the hearts. وآمقها علما. The knowledge wasn't just surface knowledge. Nowadays, mashallah, every other man is a mufti. There are two types of muftis. One are mashallah proper muftis. They've gone to the mashallah 3-4 years. They mashallah they drilled in and they learned the Quran. Then many years they spent learning surf now, fiqh, hadith, tafsir, everything, and then mashallah takhassus and ifta and so on. They are proper muftis, mashallah. They deserve all the respect that you can give them. Another one, I say mufti min al muft. Mufti min al mufti. They're not muftis, but they like giving. In the UK, we have Tesco's, as there's big supermarkets. Nowadays, it's become fashionable. You buy one, you get one free. I don't know if they run such offers here. Do they? You buy one, you get one free. Sometimes you buy one, you get two free. Sometimes you ask one fatwa, you get 10 free. I call them mufti min al muft. But Sahaba ridwanullah alayhi majmain, they want such muftis min al muft. كانوا أبرها قلوبا وأعمقها علما and they had deep knowledge, thorough knowledge. They understood issues, and after all, why should they understand issues? They were taught by the best of the best. They were taught by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam under divine revelation, supervision of divine revelation. You go to different madaris, universities, institutions. They have syllabuses, mashallah, syllabuses which have been designed by professors, by leading intellectuals. But Sahaba, their training was super overseen by Allah Himself. Ahkamul Hakimeen, Rabbul Alameen, Allamul Ghuyub, the King of all the kings. Jibreel would bring advices. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was directly involved in the training. And then finally, at the end of the year, you go to any school, nursery, I don't know what you call them here, first grade, second grade, third grade, whatever, mashallah, at the end of the year, there is an examination. Many institutions, they call external exams. Somebody taught by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is there in the world to judge them and to examine them? Allah said, don't bother, oh my beloved Prophet, I will judge them myself. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهِ Your students, there is not a soul in the world who can test them. So Allah will personally test them. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهِ And what? What is the subject?
And the most important subject, the subject of taqwa. Allah sent Quran. Quran is there for everybody, hudal linnas. But who will benefit from Quran? Not everybody. Hudal lil muttaqeen. Inna lil muttaqeen mafaza. Those will pass. Those who have taqwa. Allah will accept only from those. Innama yataqabbalullahu minal muttaqeen. Those who have taqwa, piety, sincerity, fear of Allah. And sahaba, أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم. Not with their hands, what they write. Many a people, Masha, in examinations, they can copy. They can do all sorts. Allah will not look at anything else. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ. In fact, Allah doesn't even look at anything else. Allah doesn't look at your faces. Allah doesn't look at your bank balances. Allah doesn't want to know how many factories you own, how many bungalows you have. Allah is interested in the piety, sincerity, purity, humility of the hearts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah looks at your hearts. And Allah looked into the hearts of Sahaba. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ امْتَحَنَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Allah judged them thoroughly. Allah tested them. Allah checked them. Allah examined them. And then promised, لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Such students, such noble souls, trained, educated by Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam under divine supervision. Supervision of Allah Himself. What else can they deserve? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَأَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah guarantees them forgiveness and such immense and immense reward, unlimited reward. People have the audacity. We are living in times of fitna and fasad. And people, when they don't know the value of iman, sahaba in their iman, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Iman was deep-rooted, written, endorsed. In Urdu, many a times they say, patthar par lakir. Many a time, even something carved on a stone can fade away. It can corrode, erode. But iman was such deep-rooted in the hearts of sahaba. Allah says, I've endorsed it in there. كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Iman was so sweet and dear to them. We enjoy our candies and ice creams and other things. Sahaba used to enjoy the sweetness of iman. That's what they aspired to. That's what they lived for. That's what they worked for. That's what they saved. They were cautious of their iman. And Allah is a witness to their iman. And they don't need anybody from this time, from the 15th century. People, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there will come a time, الرَّجُلُ يَبِيُّ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. People will sell their iman for a meager worldly gain. يُصْبِحُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِهُ كَافِرًا. People will be Muslim in the morning, kafir by the evening. وَيُمْسِهُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. Muslims rather. In the evening, by the following morning, they would have been thrown out of Islam. They wouldn't have just walked away. Allah just throws people away sometimes. Sometimes people bark. And I literally mean they bark. And they say things they should have no right to say. They criticize, they condemn. إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلُ لِأَخِيهِ يَا كَافِرٌ. When a Muslim calls another Muslim, he should really regard him as his brother. But instead of regarding him as a brother, he says, Ya kafir, oh you kafir. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلُ لِيَخِي يَا كَافِرْ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهَا أَحَدُهُمَا. Imam Nabawi rahmahullah in Riyadu al-Salihin has dedicated a whole chapter to this issue. Bab Tahrim Mul-Muslim. It's entitled The Chapter on Calling Another Muslim a Kafir. إِذَا قَالَ الرَّجُلُ لِيَخِي يَا كَافِرْ. When a man calls another his brother kafir, Rasulullah said, فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِهَا أَحَدُهُمَا. It becomes binding upon one of them. فَإِنْ كَانَ كَمَا قَالَ وَإِلَّا رَجَعَ عَلَيْهِ. If it is as he has said, then okay. Otherwise, it will come back to haunt him. It will come back and hit him hard. مَنْ دَعَى رَجُلًا بِالْكُفْرِ. When a person assigns kufr to someone, أو قال عدو الله, or says, oh, you enemy of Allah. وليس كذلك, and it isn't as he has said. إلا حار علي, أي رجع علي. Now don't worry, it's coming straight back at you. It'll come straight back at him. When a Muslim calls another Muslim a kafir, and people have the audacity to call such people about whose iman Allah is witness, people have the nerve to call them kafir. People have the nerve to call Abu Bakr kafir. People have the nerve to call Umar kafir. Allah sent salam. Salam to Abu Bakr. Say to tell Abu, ask Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, are you happy with me? When Jibreel brought this message, Rasulullah summoned Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr, Allah is saying, is Abu Bakr happy with me? Abu Bakr began to cry, Ya Rasulullah, why should I not be happy with Allah? What have I got anything to do be unhappy with Allah? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I know a man, his name of his father, when he will come to Jannah, Jannah will welcome him with all its gates open. Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, must be a very lucky man. Who is he? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-sadiqul amin, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, in huwa illa wahyun yuha. Rasulullah didn't just used to speak just like that. Every word Rasulullah spoke was precious. Many a people, they got nothing better. All they do is just speak all day long. Rasulullah, every word was precious. Divinely inspired from Allah. Wahi from Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who else but Abu Bakr? You and I will be waiting in the queue. May Allah take us all there. But Abu Bakr, when he will come, Jannat will open out. All its gates open. Oh, everybody else will see Allah, but Abu Bakr, Allah will give him a special meeting with him in Jannah. Rasulullah said, if there was to be another prophet after me, it would have been who? Who? Umar radiallahu anhu. When Hazrat Umar embraced Islam, Jibreel came down. Ya Rasulullah, are you happy at the Islam of Umar? The Prophet said, yes, I am very happy. Jibreel said, Ya Rasulullah, all the angels are happy at the Islam of Umar as well. وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ O Umar, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ مَا لَقِيَكَ الشَّيْطَانُ سَالِكًا فَجًّا قَطْ إِلَّا وَسَلَكَ فَجًّا غَيْرَ فَجِّكَ O Umar, I swear by him who holds my life in his hand. You walk a path, shaitan can't stand it. He leaves, he runs away. He tries to find another path. So anybody who burns at the name of Umar, you know who he is. What did Rasulullah say? What path is he following? He is following guaranteed, not my fatwa. I'm not a mufti, I don't give fatwas. Alhamdulillah, there are many very, very good muftis here, but you can ask them fatwas. But this is fatwa of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anybody who gets out of the way of Umar, then he is no one but shaitan. And people have the audacity. And to call Umar, na'uzu billah min thalik, on YouTube. And 30, 40 years ago, if you didn't know, it didn't matter so much because those people kept themselves to themselves. But now, it's being bombarded in your homes, on your phones, on TV stations, TV, internet, what have you. People are cursing. People are barking at these noble people. Allah said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, who do we know who Sahaba are? Allah knows who Sahaba are because Allah chose them to be in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When any sheikh comes, any big maulana, mufti sahab, hazrat sahab, imam sahab, people flock to listen to his lecture. There is no bigger mufti, no bigger imam, no bigger nabi than Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah commands his beloved prophet, oh my beloved prophet. And this isn't a weak hadith from Fazal-e-Amal. Many people are allergic to Fazal-e-Amal as well. They think every hadith in Fazal-e-Amal is full of fabricated hadiths. It's not. There are hundreds of verses of Quran, many hadiths from Bukhari, Muslim, Sahih narrations. But this particular thing, this particular verse, this particular issue I'm about to say, is not from a weak hadith or a fabricated story. It's a verse of Quran. And a verse of Quran from a surah, you and I should recite every Friday. It should be a constant, ongoing reminder.
Allah says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh my beloved Prophet, wasbir nafsaka ma'alladhina yad'una rabbahum bilghadati wal ashiyyi. Oh my beloved Prophet, sit with your companion. Sit with them. Allah, and the verb to sit in Arabic is ijlis. Sit. Allah doesn't say sit. Allah says wasbir. Ulama translated to mean ijlis, sit. But literal meaning, be patient with them. You might need to go somewhere, have other commitments, other things, other plans. But when it comes, when there are few sahaba around and they are remembering me, then don't walk away. Then sit with them. Sit with them. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَا الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْأَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. Why? They love me. All they desire is my pleasure. They don't sit together for anything else, not for chat, not for gossip, not to hear jokes and crack jokes and make each other laugh. يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. And when you are sitting with my companions, with your companions, with my beloved servants, people I have chosen to be in your company, وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. Don't even look away from them. Look at them. Look at how special they are. Look at Abu Bakr. Look at Umar. Look at Bilal. Look at Uthman. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ. And people have the audacity to bark at such people. There are two people Allah is at war with. Allah is at war with. You want to fight? Allah says, I am... Come, let me sort you out. Let me teach you a lesson. Who do you think you are? One is the man mentioned in the Quran. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullah wadharu ma baqiya minar riba in kuntum mu'minin. Stop this dealing in interest. Leave everything. Fa illam tafalu, if you don't, fa'dhanu biharbin min Allahi wa rasuli. Allah says, I and my Prophet are at war with you. You want to eat interest money? Inwah mashallah. Allahu akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then another man mentioned in a hadith in Bukhari, man aada li waliyan faqad adhantuhu bil harb. Whosoever has any grudge against any of my friends, Allah says, I am at war with them. You come. In English they say, a friend of a friend is also a friend of... Are you awake or are you asleep? Huh? A friend of your friend is also... And then your enemy is definitely your enemy, but an enemy of your friend is also your enemy. You might not have anything against him, but because he is an enemy of your friend, then you treat him as an enemy. Those who are friends of the beloved Prophet of Allah, to Allah they are the best of the friends. And those who are, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Sahaba aren't just friends of Allah. Friendship of Allah, the door of Nubuwwat is closed. And not just closed, sealed, locked, secure. No one will ever be able to open until the day of Qiyamah. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, Lanatullahi alayhi, tried it. He tried to get in. He was never going to get in. And the door of Nubuwwat is locked and closed. But the door of friendship of Allah is open till the day of Qiyamah. And this is why Allah has given himself a name, Wali. One of Allah's name, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and Al-Wali. Wali means a friend. Allah is a friend of all believers. Every one of you sitting here, you can all be a friend of Allah. But all friendships are not at the same level. There are different levels, mashallah. One is a friend who will do anything for his friend. And Abu Bakr was such a friend of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi. Held nothing back from Rasulullah. In fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would deal, make tasarruf in the wealth of Abu Bakr as though it was his own wealth. Abu Bakr didn't hold a penny back from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there came a time Abu Bakr went home and then swept everything. And we brought it to Rasulullah. And Rasulullah could see there was hardly anything there. So Rasulullah didn't ask him, Abu Bakr, what have you brought? He could see it was only a small bundle. And Rasulullah wanted to show the rest of the Sahaba, look at who Abu Bakr is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he changed the style. Many people, mashallah, you know when Tabligh brothers make tashkeel, they say, how many days, brother? How many days are you ready for, in other words, to go in Jamaat? They don't ask how many days will you be spending at home. He spends everything at home. But just a few days. MashaAllah, I'm ready for a chilla for 3 days. When some brothers, they say, I'm ready for a chilla for 3 days. Some brothers, when there's an appeal for a donation or a cause, wherever, how much will you give, brother? £100, $100, $1,000, $10,000, $50,000. He can give $50,000 because he's got many other $50,000 in his safe at home or under his mattress, wherever. I don't know if in South Africa they keep rands under the mattress, but in other countries they do. So you ask, how much are you giving? Rasulullah didn't say, how much are you giving? How much have you left home? Abu Bakr said, Ya Rasulullah, nothing. Just the name of Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is Abu Bakr. People have the audacity to call him. So call him kafir, na'uzu billah min zalik. And I am not just saying this emotionally. You go on YouTube, every house you have a computer. You go home and see the way they bark at Abu Bakr. The way they bark at Hazrat Umar. Last year in London, they had celebrations to mark the death of Aisha radiallahu anha. 17th Ramadan is a very Mubarak, blessed day. The day Allah gave Muslims victory in Badr. Yawmul Furqan. And who do you know? The Prophet said, what do you know about who the people of Badr were? لَعَلَّ اللَّهَ اِتَّلَعَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ بَدْرٍ فَقَالْ اِعْمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَكُمْ. Oh, you people of Badr, you can do as you please. You can do as you please. I have forgiven all your sins. The day of Badr. And Allah blessed as Aisha radiallahu anha. And who do you know who is Aisha? Rasulullah was asked, Ya Rasulullah, Ayyu nasi ahabbu ilayk? Ya Rasulullah, from all the people of the world, who do you love the most? Ayyu nasi ahabbu ilayk? Rasulullah said, Aisha, Aisha. And Sahabi said, well, Ya Rasulullah, what I meant was minar rijal, from the men. Rasulullah said, Abuha, her father. The woman Rasulullah loved the most, the daughter of the man, the daughter of a man Rasulullah loved the most. People celebrated. And I won't beat around the bush. You know who celebrated? The Shia celebrated. They celebrated the death of Aisha and they chanted slogans, Aisha finnar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Many a times when people do something wrong, young man disobedient to his parents, you come to Imam Sahab, Maulana Sahab, please make dua. You know, my son is like this. Maulana Sahab will say, may Allah guide him. Somebody else is misbehaving and somebody complains, Maulana, look at him, what he's doing. What will you say? May Allah guide him. Is that what people do normally? Is that what people do normally when somebody complains about someone? Hazrat, this guy, he's like this and like this. Then the Maulana Sahab, Mufti Sahab, Hazrat Sahab will say, may Allah guide him. But there's one sin Rasulullah said. When you see people doing this thing, don't say, may Allah guide them. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَسُبُّونَ أَصْحَابِي فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. These people are so evil, there is simply no hope in hell for them. And Rasulullah said, when you see such people, then say, don't say, may Allah guide them. Say, قُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Say, Allah's curse be upon you. Allah's curse be upon you. When children fight with one another, one child said to another, you know, your father is like this. If somebody says your father is bad, what does the child say? Your father is very, you say my father is bad, your father is very good. Is that what he says? He says the same thing times 10. Your mother is so and so. What does he say? Your mother is 10 times so and so. When people said about Sahaba, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, this is first ruku of the Quran. Second ruku, first real page. First page of the Quran. Read Quran. People don't read Quran. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. When they are told to believe like the people believe. And in here, every Mufassir Maulvi Sahib will tell you, this means Sahaba. So believe like Sahaba. And these people say, Ala innahum humus sufaha. These people say, Anu'minu kama amana sufaha. Shall we believe like these fools? Allah says, Ala innahum humus sufaha. Be aware, understand, they are the ones who are fools. So people, whatever they think about Sahaba, if you think Sahaba were good, Allah says, you are good.
If you think Sahaba were the best, Allah says amongst your community you are the best. And if anybody says Sahaba kafir, Allah will say you are kafir. It's what you will throw what will bounce back at you. People say, but they read kalima, they read namaz. There were people, they built a masjid. And Allah said, oh my beloved Prophet, la taqum fihi abada. Just because they built a masjid, don't go and pray in that masjid. And they say, aiza jaakal munafiquna qalu nashhadu innaka la rasulullah wallahu ya'lamu innaka la rasulu. And they say, we believe Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, messenger of Allah. Allah says, I know you are my messenger, but I am telling you they are liars. They claim to believe in Allah. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. I don't want to know their iman. I don't want to know their iman. Iman, if your iman is like the iman of Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Talha, Saad, Sa'id, Bilal, Aisha radiallahu anha, Hafsa radiallahu anha, acceptable. Anything else, Allah will simply reject. Allah doesn't want to know. It's not a question of just, oh, they believe, they read the kalma. They can do what they like. They can do whatever they want. Allah will not accept it. If anybody is critical of Abu Bakr, critical of Umar, critical of Usman, critical of Ali, Tala, Saad, Saeed, Aisha, he can do what he likes. In the eyes, in other people's eyes, you might consider them as Muslims, but Allah doesn't consider them as Muslims. Rasulullah will never accept them as Muslims on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah save us. May Allah guide us to the right path. May Allah enlighten our hearts with His love. Love for His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And may Allah grant and fill our hearts with love for the people loved by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sallam.